Greetings everybody on Audio Boo this evening, and to all of my listeners, it's Emily from Fashionista, and today I wanted to do a boo that is not related to fashion, and alas, it is related to a political matter. So this is one that probably is targeted towards any guide dog owners, potential guide dog owners, puppy walkers, guide dog campaigners, anyone who's interested in guide dogs per se. And any kind of disability or access or discriminatory related matters. Now, I am going to throw out a little disclaimer here before I start this boo. This probably will turn into a rant. So if you don't want to be listening to a rant boo at on a Saturday evening, then you might have to go and click off this boo, because I'm sorry if you don't like them, but I think this is very necessary because I am quite angry about this. So, if any of you follow me on my Twitter, which you jolly well should, I'm only kidding, but you know, if you want to, my Twitter name is at DavisonM, so that's at capital D, lowercase a, V-I-S-O-N, capital E, lowercase m. You can also check it out via the social links below, because I always leave all of my links and stuff in the description stuff, so rest assured, you'll be able to find me on all the different platforms I'm on if you want to. So, when it comes to what I'm talking about today, I posted on Twitter a few days ago, you know, I am very much an avid eBayer and I send a lot of parcels, and I had to go to my local post office in Mottingham to go and send a few parcels, just going about my daily business. But on this day in particular, the woman in the front part of the convenience store part of the shop said I couldn't come in with my guide dog, and this has happened for the fourth time in a row. So I kicked up a fuss naturally, and then I sent quite an annoyed email to Royal Mail after they noticed my tweet, because people have been tweeting it non-stop and it went quite viral. So I'm waiting to hear a response from them, and I better hear one, because otherwise I'll be on their case like a dog with a bone. But the thing I'm going to be talking about is that I told my nan of this issue, because my family very much always want to hear about, you know, things to do with, you know, my guide dog and me, and if I've been refused to any shops and stuff. And I told her about this incident that happened, and she went into her local store. I'm not going to say the name at the moment. But she went into her local convenience store, come post office in Eltham, and she said to one of the owners, if there ever came an instance where you had a guide dog and a guide dog owner coming into the store, what would you do? Now, whilst they didn't say we would kick both parties out of the shop, what she did say was this. She said that they would not let the guide dog in. Instead, they would make someone go outside and wait with the dog and get another member of staff to guide the person around to get the shop in, because they would not want a guide dog in their shop because there is food and it's hygiene reasons. And they technically, this is what they said, they're technically not breaking the law, because there's no black and white rule in the DDA, the Disability Discrimination Act, to say that you have to let a guide dog owner, a guide dog or assistance dog into an establishment. And this is the whole thing, isn't it? This is the crux of why we get all of this bloody annoyance when you have a guide dog, and why people can be so anal about all this kind of thing. I'm sorry, for want for a better word. So, right, my problem is this. Whilst she was not saying that she would not, you know, she's not saying that she's going to completely kick out both parties out of the shop, what she is saying is that they don't want a guide dog in their shop. Now, the first problem with it is this. You know, guide dogs are very clean. They have to go through a lot of routine checks at the vets and hygiene checks, and the guide dog owner has to keep up their end of the bargain to make sure that they're clean, they're healthy, they're well-behaved, all of the usual things, because that's the whole point. When you have a guide dog, you have to be respectful to the public, and you have to make sure your dog is well-adjusted. So, you know, that is, you know, the part of it. That's why a guide dog is let into an establishment, because they're well-behaved, they're assistance dog, they're there for the benefit of the person, and they're there to make the person's life easier. So, you know, that is, of course, that is ridiculous, saying that a guide dog can't be let into a shop because of hygiene reasons, because we've already crossed that barrier, because they're clean and they're healthy and they're well-adjusted, as long as the, you know, guide dog owner keeps up their end of the bargain when they apply for a guide dog. But the point is this. When you have a guide dog, you get a guide dog usually, I imagine. I mean, this is why I got a guide dog. I got a guide dog because I don't want to have to be guided all the time. I don't want to have to, you know, rely on other people for help. I like to do things myself. And that is one of the best things I've heard about having a guide dog. I love having a guide dog. And so the fact that this particular person said that you can't, you know, that you can't have your guide dog in because A, of food reasons, and, you know, B, that they would get someone to guide the person around the shop is ridiculous, because I don't want to have a complete stranger handling my dog, for one. And for the second thing, I want to have choice. I want to be able to go into a store of my choice and not have to go through that rigmarole. I don't want to have to rely on someone to, you know, take me around the shop. I might want to spend 10 minutes. I might want to spend 20 minutes. I might want to spend about 25 minutes. I might want to have a good old gas with someone I haven't seen for ages. You know, and the fact that you have to rely on someone to take you into this establishment, to have you walk, you know, walk around the shop, get everything you need. You know, it's stupid. It's absolutely ridiculous. You know, how dare they? Now, the point is this. People have said, but that is not, you know, some people say that that's great because obviously, you know, it's still allowing a person to go in there. Other people say it's not because you're not allowing a guide dog in. I think it's stupid and terrible and just absolute bogus crap, because it's, the DDA is full of flaws, and this is one of them, because this is how shop owners can get away with things like this. This is how they can weasel their way out of things. This is how they can say to a person, you know, we're not breaking the law, and they know that they are, and you know, technically they can do this because there is no legal implication for someone who, you know, has a guide dog. If, you know, if they are dismissed access, there's no kind of black and white rule to say that guide dog owners must be allowed with their guide dog into establishments. There's no black and white law really in the DDA, is there? All there is the fact that you have to make a reasonable adjustment. So technically they said they're making a reasonable adjustment and therefore that they're not breaking the law, which is why I think the DDA needs to change, because this is what happens as a result of it. You get a very, 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 very lax law, you get something that's not very well enforced, and you get something that ends up with this. So it's just ridiculous, because this is not fair. You get a shop owner that says this, and it just denies a guide dog owner rights. It denies them the choice, you know, the freedom of movement. It denies them, really, autonomy, because they're not allowed to do what they will. They're not allowed to go into somewhere and just have the choice to spend as much, really, when you think about it, because, you know, out of social, you know, respect, you would not spend, like, a, you know, 30 minutes or whatever, you know, choosing things. I mean, at least I wouldn't. Of course, I'm not trying to, you know, enforce my opinions on anyone here. I do want to specify that, but you should have choice. You should be able to spend as long as you want. You should be able to go in there with your guide dog if you want to. And you should have that luxury of movement. And this is something that I think the DDA is not protecting. I don't feel like the DDA does enough to protect people with, you know, guide dogs and assistance dogs, really. You know, it's like saying to someone who's got a wheelchair, we're going to park your wheelchair outside and we're going to cart you around. We're going to pick you up and lift you because we don't want your wheelchair in our establishment. Now, people say, oh, but, you know, dogs is obviously a hygiene reasons. But no, because that dog is there for, you know, as much as the dog is a living thing and has, you know, feelings and emotions and obviously is very much a part of you and is just more than a mobility aid. You know, the dog is a mobility aid. It's classed as one. So It's the same thing as, you know, not allowing someone with a wheelchair to go into an establishment. And it's just ridiculous. It's absolutely stupid. Now, the reason I wanted to do this video is really to get your thoughts on it. Do you think that was right, what that woman said? Do you think it was not right? Would you like the idea of someone saying that you can't bring your guide dog in? Someone will look after the dog for you and will walk you around. Obviously, with certain things like theatres and, you know, paintballing and all that kind of thing, all of those social activities, you expect it because that is best for your dog. And they're not exactly something you can't take your dog into the auditorium. I mean, certain productions I've taken my dog in there, granted, but other ones I wouldn't. But that's because they specify that. They say, you know, we don't advise you, we will, you know, take your dog and look after the dog and then bring the dog back. So in those situations, it's fine, I believe. But really, I wanted to hopefully start a conversation, because I really want to know what people's thoughts are on this. Do you think that's right, or do you think it's wrong? If the DDA enforced enough? Does it need to change? And if so, how do you think it needs to happen? So please respond to this audio boo, and I really hope to get some responses. Thank you very much for listening, and I will catch you next time. Bye!